Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. I will deliver some general remarks now and then come back with more detailed remarks on the subsequent agenda items. The candidate countries, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Albania, Ukraine, and the Republic of Moldova, align themselves with this statement as well as with our subsequent remarks. In the run-up to the fifth review conference of the convention in Siem Reap in Cambodia later this year, the EU stands united in its support for the universal ban on antipersonal mines. The Antipersonal Mine Ban Convention is a success story of multilateral diplomacy and a key disarmament instrument, which combines a strong global norm against the use of these weapons with a comprehensive response to end the suffering and casualties caused by them. We express our appreciation to Cambodia for hosting the fifth review conference, and we acknowledge Cambodia's strong experience in all areas of mine action, as well as in its readiness to help other countries benefit from its experience. The EU also expresses support to the priority given by the Cambodian presidency to universalization, implementation of Article 5, and assistance to victims. The EU remains ready to engage in these areas. We regret the lack of progress in universalization since 2017, with 33 states remaining outside of the convention. We encourage renewed engagement in favor of universalization from all state parties and other actors. The EU condemns Russia's illegal war of aggression against Ukraine, as well as the use of antipersonal mines and improvised antipersonal mines that makes Ukraine the most mine-contaminated country in the world. We are also deeply concerned about new contamination in countries, including Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Myanmar, as well as in the Sahel. The EU calls on all actors to refrain from the production, stockpiling, trade and transfer of antipersonal mines and strongly condemns their use anywhere, anytime, and by any actor, whether by states or non-state actors. We call on states that have not yet done so to join the convention without further delay and encourage all parties to accelerate progress towards achieving a world free of antipersonal mines. The EU looks forward to the upcoming review conference and hope for the adoption of an updated and strengthened action plan. The new action plan should address all aspects of the implementation of the convention and build on the gaps and challenges identified through the review of operations and status of the convention. In the current global context, with many disarmament and non-proliferation instruments under stress, preserving and strengthening the Antipersonal Mine Ban Convention is all the more important. Mr. President, let me reassure you that the European Union will contribute constructively to a successful consensus outcome of the review conference and will support all your efforts in this regard. I thank you, Mr. President.